Alex, good morning to you.
Well, Stephen, before we go any further, I have to say I entirely do not like your tone. When I listened to the transcript that you had last week, you talked to famous Michael Levy, and of course you kept interrupting him and twisting his words as he tried to cross me again. So your starting point on all of this is trying to attack Sinn Féin, and I asked you before.
Let's just set this out because we've given you the information, Alex. Okay, right. We've given you the information. We provided the information to Sinn Féin on Friday, but you have been publicly stating, welfare reform will take £450 million per year out of Northern Ireland, and it won't. It's not true. So why have you been saying it?
If you are intending to keep badgering me when I'm trying to give you a response, then the conversation is over.
Tell us why, where you got the £450 million for reform.
And I would remind you that whenever the Social Development Committee...
I want to know why you've been telling the public a wrong figure.
Well, first of all, I am giving you a figure which the department gave to me.
In 2011?
Not only gave to me, but met him in 2011. But you seem to be acknowledging that the department or the British government have already taken £500 million. That's what you're suggesting. I'm not saying that. That's what you're saying from NICFA. And the point I would
This is nonsense. This is complete. Can I just set out here?
You need to take a wee step back because you have a completely biased approach on this.
I have absolutely no bias whatsoever. Well, if I can actually just set out what has happened.
No, you have an entirely biased approach.
It's interesting that you don't want me to finish, but carry on.
No, let me finish this point because this is serious. Because you,
very serious,
have run a very biased agenda on this particular issue because at no time have you ever challenged the DUP on their figures? Now, Jim Shannon, who's an MP for the DUP, only several months ago, if not a year ago, in Westminster, referred to a figure of how much?
We reported that.
£750 million.
We reported that.
So therefore, did you go and challenge the DUP on those figures?
Let's just remind people what you said.
They are the people who are trying to tell us
You've misinformed the public, Alex Maskey, haven't you?
Let me finish, because I'm tackling you this morning.
You've misinformed the public, haven't you?
No, I have not.
Because you've told the public that the welfare reform bill is £450 million a year in Northern Ireland, and it's not true, Alex Maskey, is it? It's not true.
You are setting out your stall, which is totally and utterly against my party's view on this, rather than...
It's not a view, we're talking about facts.
No, there's not.
And we're talking about facts that you've been given.
No, it's the way you're trying to use the facts and manipulate the facts. The way in which you were doing with Seamus McAlevey no less than a week ago, which he had to actually check you, because if you look at your own transcript, you continue to interrupt his responses and you continue to twist and turn the figures that he was relating to you. So the point I'm making to you, rather than saying Sinn Féin is blocking this and Sinn Féin is blocking that, and we're using false figures, Sinn Féin are using...
You are using incorrect figures.
We are using exclusively the figures that we were given by the department, and never at one time, was that figure corrected to me. Go back to 2 weeks ago in the Assembly, the Minister didn't say to me in the Assembly, didn't say to me in a corridor, didn't ring me up and didn't say, hold on, you're up on the wrong tree here. Not once, including with Lord David Freud in London in his own office.
Let me finish.
When I sat with Lord David Freud in his office in London, and I told him that we couldn't accept that amount of money coming out of a local economy, coming off people who are vulnerable out of their pockets, he didn't say to me, Alec, your figures are wrong. No. If you go back to 2 weeks ago in the Assembly where Minister McCausland quoted a figure of, we're only going to be losing 120 million.
Your figures are wrong, Alex Maskey.
No.
The reality is, if you can let me set the stall out,
your figures and Sinn Féin's figures are wrong.
So the figures that Sinn Féin have been using and telling the public are absolutely, categorically wrong for the welfare reform bill in Northern Ireland. Fact.
You have set your stall well out, which is totally, totally biased against my party. You haven't gone back to the minister and said, excuse me, minister, You're the party wanting to impose this on people. Now, why does the minister 2 weeks ago in the Assembly talk around a figure of £120 million and the department...
I'm not going to get sidetracked into other figures.
Let me finish the thread of this. Because you're basically accusing my party of either misleading the public, not understanding what we're talking about.
I am categorically saying that Sinn Féin have told the public incorrect information about the cost of the welfare reform bill in Northern Ireland. And whether you let me or not while I'm talking to you, we're going to spell it out to the public this morning how Sinn Féin have been misinforming the public about something so important, Alex.
Well, it's disgraceful, and that's why I'm saying that you have an absolute agenda, which is to target my part in this debate. You're not going and asking other people. For example, you're saying we're blocking it. Fair enough. Other parties are opposed to the bill as well. Other churches are against the bill. Other charitable organisations are against the bill for a lot of very important reasons, because the bill is an attack on people who are ill or who are unemployed through no fault of their own. And you should actually be going to challenge the people who are trying to impose it on us. And
let's just remind people what you said in November of last year, Alex. Have a listen to your own voice. Have a listen to this.
Well, the British government's own figures tell us that if the welfare reform bill went through as they tabled it in Westminster, what they tell us, their figures, not mine, is that this will cost the local economy here £450 million per year. Others argue that is much a higher figure. That means a lot of people, many people who are currently unemployed, many also who are on low income, will lose quite a considerable amount of money out of their pockets every week from next year if we impose this bill.
It's not true, is it? It's not £450 million a year. You exaggerated it because the Department of Social Development clearly said that it was £450 million over a number of years. So why did Sinn Féin describe it as per year? Why?
I beg your pardon. And do not tell me that I'm exaggerating figures or I'm misleading the public, because I find that deeply offensive.
Why did you say it was £450 a year when it wasn't?
That is the figure which was presented to us, not just to me, but to all of the Social Development Committee, to the members of the public, because on the public record, that's the figures presented by the department. And I'm saying to you that no later than a fortnight ago, that figure was not challenged. At no time has that figure been challenged to me or to anybody that I'm aware of. Now, what I would say to you, Stephen, if you are really interested in being objective in this matter, and we'll think we'll just close on this because we're going to go around in circles. As far as I'm concerned, Sinn Féin is working on the figures that was given.
I've got the Hansard record. I've got it in front of me.
I have the record.
Well, you clearly haven't read it if you think it's £450 million a year, because it's not. It's not.
If you simply want... But
the figures are important. This is the point. And the Department of Social Development have given a statement to the Nolan Show, Alex, in which they have said the following. The Department for Social Development estimates savings from the welfare reform bill are in the region of £200 million over the same period. In other words, over 3 years. So in other words, the cost is actually going to be about £75 to £80 million a year. And what were you telling us as recently as last week? £450 million.
Well, Stephen, if that's
not misinforming the public, what is?
Well, Stephen, tell me this. So you give me a figure there the department gave to you the other day of £200 million.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then tell me how on the 23rd...
Sinn Féin got it in 2012 as well, by the way.
Well, tell me this. How on the 23rd of September, which is very recently, the Social Development Minister in the Assembly debate said he believed the figure to be £120 million. Now, my calculation is that £80 million short of what the department said 3 days ago. And the department also went on to say that they cannot give you an updated figure.
The department, Alex Maskey, was talking...
No. Tell me how can you swear the figure from the minister which says £120 million as opposed to £300 million? Did that bill go up?
I don't know. I don't know whether you're trying to wrap this up in all different sidetracks or not. Here's the reality. You were told in 2011, you were told in a briefing that the £450 million estimated figure was over a number of years. In other words, 3 years. You turned that into per year. Okay. Why did you do that, Alex Maskey? Why did you tell the public it was per year when it was over 3 years?
Give us the figure. Let me repeat that. It was you on the programme last week, Alex.
It was you last week that said that the £450 million figure was accurate because it was from the Department of Social Development. So I'll read from their statement. Let me read from their statement. They say the following. The £450 million estimated figure was mentioned, says the DSD, at a meeting of the Social Development Committee when senior departmental officials Wales gave the new committee a first day briefing following the Assembly elections in June 2011. They go on. The Hansard record of the briefing clearly records that the officials who provided the 450 million figure clearly referenced that it covered both the changes being introduced by the Welfare Reform Bill and other changes to the tax and benefit system, which the Coalition government introduced in two budgets in 2010. So in other words, Alex Maskey, the 450 million figure, the 450 million pound figure, which is wrong, not only were you using that figure wrongly, but you were trying to suggest that the 450 million pounds was about only the Welfare Reform Bill, and it was clearly said to you that it included other changes to the tax and benefit system.
It was so clear that it has taken you since 2011 until now to get that figure in your head. Is that right or wrong? Because you were quite happy to work on those figures. Because you know why? Nobody contradicted those figures up until this last.
Because we were trusting you.
No.
You've been telling the public that welfare reform will cost £450 million a year, and it is not true.
Is it true, Alex? Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I would suggest that you should be more concerned to trust the people who are trying to impose something.
Is it true?
That's what you should be doing.
Is it true, Alex Maskey?
The figures that I have quoted were the figures given to us
by
the department.
Is it true?
Never contradicted by the department. And here's the bottom line.
Well, the department's now disputing it.
No, I'm going to finish on this. Because
is it true? You've got to tell us if it's true or not. You've got to tell the public. The £450 million a year, is it true?
Or do you withdraw it? And you want to keep badgering.
I'm not badgering you. I'm trying to give you an opportunity to withdraw it because this is too important, isn't it? It's too important.
Why would I be withdrawing a figure whenever you can't defend me? Is he right or is the department right? You tell me that.
The department.
Is the department right or is the minister right? Is it 120 million or is it 200 million?
Well, it's certainly not 450 a year, is it?
It doesn't matter because it's not coming out of your pocket.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
The point about it is.
Bain's analysis. What is the figure?
I'll tell you what our analysis is. See, you're happy enough with £200 million, okay? Up on the bill. Do you accept.
£200 million, Alex, over 3 years?
No. Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Let's take the principle. Let's take the principle of this, because our argument from day one is if you're taking millions of pounds, okay, and start whatever figure you like, if you're taking money out of people's...
From the department. And let's presume...
No, that's
that,
not
that you, that, you, that you made a mistake.
No,
okay, so let's presume
anything.
You made a mistake.
No, don't you presume anything. No, don't you presume...
Well, I'm trying to be kind to you here.
Don't you presume anything.
Well, I'm trying to be kind.
No, you're not being kind.
Well, I don't care
whether you want to be kind or not. You're not being, you've been biased. So what I'm saying to you is you were out by £1 billion, Alex, over 3 years.
That's how much you were out by. £1 billion over 3 years.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
So, given the fact that's how much you were out by...
You see, what I'm saying to you...
Are you prepared to look at the new figures and look at your policy on the Welfare Reform Bill?
I've told you before, you don't speak for me and don't presume for me either.